What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Bill of Freedom Show. Super pumped to have you on today. I see it time in and time out, and it's absolutely gut-wrenching when you have an amazing relationship on a massive opportunity that you've worked on for a really long time, or your team's worked on for a really long time. And what happens is you have an amazing relationship down to deep, intimate levels, but you still lose the business. And it's absolutely gut-wrenching because you feel like you've done everything right. You've gotten told all the right things up to that point. And then when it comes time to get the deal signed, it doesn't happen. It's just totally deflating. I've been there before. I've seen people go through that situation, and it's totally deflating. So what I want to share with you today is, you know, something really, really cool and a quick framework that you could leverage to avoid that and really overcome that. And the market is heading more and more in the direction of, if you don't leverage this framework, you're going to be in worse and worse position moving forward. So I think it's one of the big keys to business today and moving forward, especially the big business. So look forward to checking out this episode with you. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. Today, we're going to go over why top relationship builders can't close million-dollar deals. And one of the things I like to do is help companies go from having million-dollar years to closing million-dollar deals, right? That was life-changing and a catalyst on our way to an exit when we grew from zero to 30 million in annual recurring revenue. And we did it with a really small team because we kept leveling up. And so I'm going to share with you today something that was just eye-opening, because the way the market is heading is this makes this skill or this framework more and more important every single day. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because of COVID, because people are geographically dispersed and are not sitting in the same room anymore. There's more and more people involved. There's more touches involved. And so if you don't leverage these principles, you're going to be screwed and you're not going to be able to get big deals. Okay. And so I'm going to walk you through that. So imagine someone who worked deep and knowing everything about the person, right? If you're a founder and you're leading sales, or even you're a CRO or VP or a salesperson, right? Imagine you've been working with a client that they could totally change the shape of your business. It could totally change the projection of your career, your income, right? It could take things to a completely different level. And you got to the point where you were deep on knowing everything about them, down to their greatest fears, their aspirations, their family, what they want to do with their business. And you meet with them one-on-one. They'll coach you if you're trying to sell to a big opportunity and there's 10, 15 people involved, right? You're even down to a texting level. But despite all of that, the deals are not getting done. The big whale deals are not getting done. And the question you got to ask yourself is why, right? And that situation that I just verbally illustrated for you right there was an actual event that happened time in and time out. And I'm like, I got to deconstruct this. There was somebody on my team who just was amazing at building strong, strong relationships, but they weren't getting deals done. And they were getting emotionally crushed because the buyers would tell them the right things all the time. Like, hey, yeah, this is definitely heading in your direction. Looks good. You're going to get this deal done. It's going to be awesome. And the deals just weren't happening. And so what we're going to do is, basically, if you're trying to move from selling more transactional deals to deals with, you know, recurring revenue of $3,000 a month and up, or if you're doing upfront deals, 30K, 40K, 50K plus deals, this is going to be really, really critical, because instead of four people now, there's going to be 10. And what happens with the requirements is they change. So what starts to happen is, if you go from four people to 10, or three people, or a couple people to 10, or six or seven, right? the tribe overrides the relationship. And if there's no relationship with the tribe, then they look to logic. If there's no logic, then they look to leaving it alone or staying the same. So what happens is there's all this time, effort, and energy built into these deals that they're trying to chase and pursue, and the prospect does absolutely nothing. Hello, and I appreciate you listening to the show today. I love my listeners, and I love helping my customers. One of the things that I've been able to do with some of the customers that I've been working with is, for example, a $6 million SaaS company, helped them implement a seven-figure sales system in which they got a 1.5 month ROI on the entire engagement fee that I offered them by one person spending 25% of their time. And this person wasn't even in sales. So these are core principles that help me scale from zero to $30 million in annual recurring revenue with only four people. In addition, another client that I'm working with was able to 10x their licensing fee, their SaaS licensing fee, and they are really, really just on the early side of starting. So if you're interested in learning more, apply through www.scalerevenue.io/apply, www.scalerevenue.io/apply. Look forward to seeing your application. If you are interested and qualify, you'll receive a follow-up note and we can jump on the phone and identify what the opportunity is exactly for you and your organization. Because one of the biggest reasons why that happens is because they look at it as risk. And so deals get killed because prospects look at it as more work, or they look at it as a risk to their career and what they're doing. So they choose to do nothing. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through a quick framework that will give you insights on avoiding that, overcoming that, right? And these, you're going to want to take notes on this, right? So when you're dealing with the opportunity that expands across multiple departments in a bigger company or multiple founders that you're trying to sell to, what you need to do is truly understand the dynamics of each group, right? And what you're going to see is, if you're doing that, you're going to want to look across, sorry for the background noise here, you're going to want to look across what's truly happening in the environment. And let's say you're selling a solution to IT. Let's say you're selling an enterprise solution, and it's a company that, I mean, it could even be a company that's like 50 million, right? But there's multiple departments involved. There might be three departments involved, right? So what I like to do is really understand what are the top three biggest problems in that department. And that's kind of like a macro view, right? So there's like a bigger, wider view. What are the top three problems in that department? And so then what you're going to do is like, what are the most important projects behind that? And this was something I was working with a client on because they were struggling getting deals done, really big deals, even though they have amazing relationships. So you're selling IT, you look at the three biggest problems in that department, and you look at the most important projects that are behind it. And then these are the three areas that you really want to focus in. Because if you're selling to IT and you understand their biggest problems, you understand what projects they have behind it. The next three layers are the next top three problems that you want to look at or through the lens are, what's the company's biggest problem in growing revenue? What's the company's biggest problem in reducing expenses? And what's the company's biggest problem in reducing lost customers? Okay, so those three areas, think about it. Top line expense, revenue. Bottom line expense, which is expenses. And then last but not least is churn or lost customers. So by understanding those problems in those areas, what you're going to do is, instead of just having a relationship, you're going to know the biggest pain points of the organization at those core three levers, which is revenue, expenses, or lost customers. And now here's the beautiful thing. If you could align your solution to, ideally you want to do all three of them, right? If you could align what you're doing to help all three of those areas, or even two, or worst case scenario, one, right? So now you have that great relationship, but every single opportunity that you're putting into the pipeline that you're focusing on, that your team's focusing on, Whereas a rep, what you're focusing on, if you look at it through those lens and hit those three areas in terms of revenue, increased revenue, reduced expenses, and lost customers for every opportunity, and you could tactically talk to that with the prospects, what's going to happen is you have that great relationship built with a few people in the account. However, you also back that with the logic, which is how people make decisions if they don't know you, if they don't have that relationship with you. And so what that's going to do is as it starts to push those and you're trying to get these big deals done throughout the organization, people are going to be blown away because a lot of times companies go through the sales motion of talking about the features and they talk about the benefits, but they don't always talk about the outcomes. So if those are linked to those three outcomes to the customer, you're going to have a lot more traction in other departments. People are going to be really interested because it's different than anything they've seen before. I would say 99% of people do not do this. And so if you do this for every single opportunity, your sales press process is going to be compressed. You're going to knock months off of it. At the same time, it's going to be really clear to you what deals to pursue and what deals not to pursue. Okay. Tom Bilyeu has something. He's a founder of Impact Theory. He created Quest, which is, I think it's like a $2 billion or $3 billion nutrition company from scratch. Just guy's a beast, right? And he said, one of the things is you've got to close all the doors. Your job to be successful is to close all the doors except for one. And you're like, Ryan, how is that applicable? The way it's applicable is what you'll start to see is if you look through the lens of that with your solution and the outcomes you're trying to provide, even if you have amazing relationships and you can't answer those questions or the metrics aren't good or the numbers aren't good for helping the customer increase their revenue, reduce their expenses, or reduce lost customers in some way, shape, or form. And expenses, by the way, could be people's time. It could be automating things. It doesn't always need to be just tactical dollars. Obviously, specific monetary numbers are critical, right? But it could be in the form of time. So why I'm telling you this is like if you look at it through that lens, you're going to qualify opportunities that could waste months of your time, and you're going to accelerate opportunities that could go from 6 months to 2 months. Or 6 months to 3 months. And so wanted to share that with you today. I see it. One of the biggest things that relationship builders suffer from is overvaluing the relationship, and they miss some of these tactical components. So look through the lens of those three areas, the questions of the company, and it could be life-changing for you, your team, and your business. So hope this is highly valuable for today. I would love for you to give me a rating and share it on social. It's awesome having you on. Like I said, I'm continuously, constantly trying to improve this program, provide the best possible product for you. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really, truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes. So check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me. And I hope to see you soon.